The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Breaker, breaker, plug in that C.W. McCall 8-track. The rubber is hitting the road back to 1975, and it looks like we got us a convoy. Yeppers in real rural Canada left Cougar Crotch, Saskatchewan. A ragtag fleet of gumboot cowboys have hit the highway belching black diesel smoke. And everything from pick-me-up trucks to semi-trailers heading straight for the nation's capital in Ottawa, Ontario. They're going to tell our prime minister in no uncertain terms that they don't want no carbon tax, no stalled pipeline projects, and no Paris Accord. They want to go back to the good old days when the oil and gas boom was booming. Climate scientists be damned. They might not be able to see their hand in front of their face in whiteout conditions, but they can't see the forest for the trees either. So, good citizens of Earth, we've fought and lost. I mean, I'm not stepping in front of a raging Kenworth to become the roadkill du jour for a greener planet. Astronomers have discovered a number of M-class planets where we could start over and mess things up again, but we don't have the dilithium crystals to get there. There's always Mars. While it doesn't have a working atmosphere, NASA does have some encouraging news. At least we'd survive the journey. Last Friday, the space agency revealed the findings of its twin study. Remember Scott Kelly, who spent a year on the space station while his identical twin Mark stayed home? It turns out all the impaired vision, bone loss, and muscle loss associated with long-term exposure to zero gravity isn't permanent because of the human body's incredible plasticity and ability to adapt. Of course, two is a pretty small case study group, but it's encouraging. We already know from Matt Damon, once we're there, we can live on poop potatoes. And just think, it'll all be possible thanks to rocket scientists and truckers, which, when it comes to big brains, are essentially the same, right? I'm Cal Coat, and oh, have you chosen the right week to join us? We have a semi-load of fresh spins en route, so get your reefer on. This is one of the coolest things I've heard in a long time. Kel Asouf takes Tuareg Desert Blues where it ain't never been before. From Black Tenere, this is our debut of França from World Beat Canada.
I'm We'll be right back.
cool brand new music you won't hear anywhere else on the airwaves. Electrocumbia from La Yurgos and Aver Aver. That's Mariana Yurgos from Buenos Aires. And her new album is called Suelta. Before that, Kel Asuf. This is an amazing album. And I would say at this point, probably going to be one of the best of the year. A sub-Sahara trio who are taking the Tamashek language and the Tuareg blues to new spaces. The new album called Black Tenere has an amazing album cover too. Watch for that on our album covers of the week. We heard França. This is the Achromatics from Ontario, and let it play on World Beat Canada.
Be right.
own backyard.
Beat, beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Saturday, February 23rd, it's the return of Fiesta Africana at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island in Vancouver. Spinning dance floor classics from the Africa diaspora will be DJ du jour, Marc Fournier, and resident percussionist Yoro Nkuzi from Benin. We're hoping to get a chat in with Natalie Rice. She's been under the weather on their winter tour. She's alongside the Common Kings on stage. And Saturday, February 23rd, they're in Vancouver at the venue. You can buy your tickets at www.commonkings.com. March 23rd, Seattle's Polyrhythmics come to Vancouver at the Rickshaw Theater. They bring along their funky, brassy instros from their new album, Caldera. And March 30th at Herman's Jazz Club in Victoria, Vancouver-based group Dalava is an homage to traditional Moravian Czech folk music. The ensemble brilliantly reanimates the songs in extremely stirring avant-garde post-rock musical language. That one's presented by Caravan World Rhythms. Rack Attack is standing by. That's the Toronto duo of Anita Katakar and Oriana Barbato. We take a trip to the heliosphere on this ride on the global side. It's World Beat Canada, and it's great to have you here. I'm Cal Cote.
Beat Canada.
Gentlemen's Dub Club and their new album, Lost in Space. Turning Back features Million Styles. Blessing the mic. Time for your touch of the familiar, and we're going back to a Santana classic interpreted by one of Mexico City's best pop rock electro groups. They're called Kinky, and here they are from an album of rarities with Oye, ¿cómo va? Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
As I mentioned, Semi-Loads Full of great new music is headed your way. On deck, it is Latif the Truth Speaker. He's an Oakland rapper. His parents were Black Panthers, and he's got a word or two to share with you. Class War is standing by. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cook.
Education is the state budget chosen. It's a class war.
The powerful, they want more.
Corporations and pimps and the congressmen, all their whores. Blood money, it stains the floors, but never any of theirs. It's like the devil's rule book on morals. Meanwhile, it used to be a teenager making a way that you would see a victim Mickey D's for minimum pay. Nowadays, it's a strap tax father of 4, 40 years old, trying to get his foot in the door. Truth be told, it's a class war.
Class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting richer, the rest of us are poor. And it's a class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting richer, the rest of us are poor.
Romantic, getting rich again. The picture in the ghetto getting dark and dimmer. Citizens of planet Earth are living in unlivable conditions. Chilling right across the river in a luscious mansion. Sitting on a hilly, chilling. Just pretend to miss despair right over there of children, women, and the men. It's like they seeing past the evil happening, cause it isn't them. While leaders of the world will fight for all the oil digging in another nation's soil, they won't feed the starving little kids. All the power getting slid to the top of the pyramid. To them, we are like sheep and cattle herded. Making dividends for survival while they strive until we rise up in a rival. Forming tribal swarms and rush inside their homes and emphasize the throne now be overthrown. I'm talking revolution, blood and guts and mass confusion. Is there another solution? Tell me, cause we've been marching, begging, asking them for more. But it seems to get to peace on earth for everyone. We got to have a
class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting richer, the rest of us are poor. And it's a class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting the rest of us are poor.
They keep on looking up the ceiling, keeps on pushing down. Keep on pushing up the ceiling, keeps on pushing down.
Bottom dropped out of the economy like a trapdoor. Whole neighborhoods foreclosed. You see the billboards. We buy ugly houses you no longer can't afford. Predatory reptiles, velociraptors. Buying whole blocks, then flip them like crack lords. Fast forward, the economy's back to norm. And your house is worth twice what you paid in 9-4. But it's not yours. Baby, you've been backdoored. The family home was to be passed down when we passed on. Once a premier nation, the owners like gangstar, transformed to a nation of renters and landlords. Fighting like spiders trapped in a glass jar. Fighting like spiders trapped in a glass jar.
The class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting richer, the rest of us are poor. And it's a class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting richer, the rest of us are poor. Class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting richer, the rest of us are poor. And it's a class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting richer, the rest of us are poor. Class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting richer, the rest of us are poor. And it's a class war, the powerful, they want more. The rich are getting richer, the rest of us are poor.
Class war, they want more.
Keep on pushing up the ceiling.
Golden Dunes from New York City with an Ethiopian twist and some 60s psych. That's the Budos Band, an instrumental group recording on the Daptone record label. That's Sharon Jones' former label. May she rest in peace. The band has 9 members who on their first studio album played instrumental music that was self-described as Afro Soul. They're up to 3 albums now. Like I say, we heard Golden Dunes. Latif the Truth Speaker, something brand new out of the box for you. And Class War from Oakland in California. This is Lal Mary. This trio's name in Hindi means to inspire a smile through good and bad. It's Maasam on World Beat Canada.
Good morning, blues. How do you do? play, but it's a strange game. You would too if you really saw the same thing. Yeah, so order another drink, man, and stay faded till the day came.
Lost a great picker in Wes Mackey just the other week. There he is together with Vancouver's City Reel and a thoroughly modern take on Good Morning Blues. And still more great music is queued and ready for you from Atlas Soul, a unique combination of Afro and Mediterranean flavors. The band calls world music for world peace. Assume the position. That's up next on World Beat Canada.
American out here don't really give a damn what I do, as long as they can convince themselves someone looking like me in blue is doing his best to protect them from somebody who was looking like you. Assume the position. Assume the position. Assume the position. That have ever let the sickness of fascism spread like some kind of virus growing inside its entire body politic. And it's no coincidence it begins with ranting racist rhetoric and then progresses to the mistreatment of certain minorities and immigrants, which then plays to the prejudices hidden in the mind of a preponderance of its citizens. Then dark history begins again in those and them that swear it cannot happen here. You'd be surprised how quickly they rise and assume the position. Assume the position. All throughout history, they assume the position. When will we learn that denying others
human rights is only gonna put our own in the rifle sights. The very notion of American liberty is only guaranteed if it's enforced equally. But to do this is gonna take a civic nut, gut, and ovary to keep a country from giving into tyranny. But if we find we don't have that kind of commitment, then get ready to assume the position.
Anyone here knows
I always like to throw in a little palate cleanser at about this point in the program. Last week, we favored you with a track from Marty Wilson Piper's Nocturne. He was a former member of the church. Another one of the church's members, Steve Kilby, has gotten together with Martin Kennedy, kind of a mutual admiration society, and presented that beautiful atmospheric rock collaboration. It's called The Other Place. Not the good place, not the bad place. This is The Other Place. Alonzo will take us home with music from his brand new album recorded at Real World Studios, Peter Gabriel Studios in England. And his disc is called Shh, and we're going to hear Merhaba Onuk. We are produced through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Do check out our Facebook pages. Like us there for both Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser and World Beat Canada with yours truly. I've also taken some time to update our weekly newsletter, which now looks really sweet on a phone. And if you'd like to get on the list, and we won't inundate you with all kinds of stuff you don't need, but this is all the latest content that's at your one-stop resource, worldbeatcanada.com. And it's in a nice, clean, easy-to-follow fashion. You press a few buttons and you've absorbed a lot. So if you want to be on that subscription list, go to our contacts page at World Beat Canada and drop me an email there. Our last word goes to Marcel Proust, who said, "A change in the weather is sufficient to recreate the world and ourselves."
Thank you. Copyright Communications.